Welcome. You're listening to the podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. I'm Ron Fraser. Today we're talking about Hinduism. Well, actually, we're not going to talk about that at all. We're really going to be talking about the earlier concept called Sanatana Dharma. I'm going to start off by reading some text from a website done by a good friend of mine, Swami Janeshwar Bharati. We call him Swami J, so his website is swamij.com. So this is the text from his website explaining the term Hindu. The term Hindu is said to have referred to the culture of the people on the other side of the Sindhu River. Although the terms Hindu and Hinduism were created by foreign invaders, sometimes using them as derogatory terms, the indigenous people then co-opted these terms, mostly in the last 200 years, as collective or umbrella terms to describe themselves and their various ways of living and many different religions and spiritual practices, a custom which continues today. The original term, predating these by thousands of years, was Sanatana Dharma, a profound term that is rich with beauty and inherent wisdom. Out of that Sanatana Dharma emerged modern Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, and Sikhism, while significantly affecting many other religions and traditions, which also followed much later. The underlying reality, referred to by the term Sanatana Dharma, is actually eternal and thus is beyond any reference to the first usage of the term or to any religions or traditions stemming from it. Sanatana denotes that which always is, that which has neither beginning nor end, that which is eternal in its very essence. There's some synonyms for Sanatana. He gives them as eternal, perennial, never beginning nor ending, abiding, universal, ever-present, unceasing, natural, and enduring. Dharma is designed to communicate the view that there is an underlying structure of natural law that is inherent in the very intrinsic constitution of being itself, an essential nature. The synonyms for Dharma are the way, righteousness, compassion, natural law, truth, teachings, tradition, philosophy, order, universal, flow, religion, wisdom, divine conformity, cosmic norm, blueprint, inherent nature, law of being, and duty. Swami says that by its nature, Sanatana Dharma is God-centered rather than profit-centered, experience-based rather than belief-based, beyond any historical date of founding, process of growth which comes from the seed. It is inherent in and inclusive of all, in the world while above the world, both immanent and transcendent, the whole and the parts, loving of all and excluding of none. The universal flow of Dharma, regardless of what name you call it, whether Dharma or some other name, has eternally existed. It has been before any of the great teachers were born. It is not better than or alternative to, but is inclusive of all. Dharma is that out of which our earth and humanity itself emerged. Dharma not only is, but always was, and always will be, to live in alignment with and to know the true nature of that Sanatana Dharma is one of the ways of describing the higher goal of life. Now, it's this Sanatana Dharma that I believe the Baha'is are referring to when they say all the religions are one, all the religions agree, that there's a common thread that runs through all the religions. I think we're talking about Sanatana Dharma. We're certainly not talking about the current manifestations of Hinduism, the polytheistic the statues, the ceremonies, the rituals. These are simply added to the Sanatana Dharma by later commentaries. We don't believe, this is the Baha'i belief, that there is no original Hindu, quote-unquote, scripture, that all we have is commentary and philosophy, that Hinduism, I have to kind of keep using that term, is very ancient and predates the Vedas. I wanted to point out my own experience with Hinduism. I was a Hindu for 4 years before becoming a Baha'i. And the reason why I was a Hindu was because of my love for a single book, the Bhagavad Gita. That's B-H-A-G-A-V-A-D, and then a second word, G-I-T-A. There's an excellent translation by Christopher Isherwood and Swami Prabhavananda. It's a very readable version of the book. It's very short. This book is part of a much larger work called the Mahabharata. But the Bhagavad Gita, I think, is a good book. If someone wanted to read something that was a Hindu writing, I think they would be good to read the Bhagavad Gita. The other thing that would be good to read is the Upanishads. I think both of these give you a sense of the Sanatana Dharma. The Upanishads are much later. They are basically students sitting and talking to teachers, and Upanishad, it has that meaning of a sitting with and receiving instruction. I want to just mention reincarnation, just because I think when people think of Hinduism, they automatically think of reincarnation. I mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about Buddhism, and I'll just restate that we don't believe in reincarnation. Christians obviously don't believe in reincarnation either. We don't think that this is a central teaching of the Sanatana Dharma. The experiences that people have, which they attribute to reincarnation, I think, is just a proof of the connectedness, that we are truly connected with these people in the next world. And if I feel like I've lived the life of a 13th century Buddhist monk, it's because I am connected with that person, even to the extent that I could feel like I've lived his own life. But this isn't really, as I say, a proof of reincarnation, just a proof of connectedness. To put this in a little bit of the Christian context, I guess I could say, you know, I think it's the first verse in the Gospel of John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And people connect that Word with Jesus Christ. That's fine with me. But this idea of the Word, I think, is the same as the way of the Chinese Tao. I think it's the same as this Dharma we're talking about. That there's this underlying cosmic energy. It's probably not right to call it an energy. Okay, anything else I want to talk about? I think to go into anything further is either to state something that is not universally true of Hindus, of people that live in India. There's so much variety there that anything we would say would not be true of everyone. I think that for people in the West, the history of Hinduism is very tedious. The cosmology, the mythology of Hinduism is very tedious. So I think we're best just to focus on the Sanatana Dharma. That's about it. I'll stop there. It's a very short podcast. I'm still waiting to hear from some of you. You can send me your emails or leave me a voicemail. You'll hear the way to do that in just a moment. So have a great day. You've been listening to the podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. If you'd like to learn more about the Baha'i faith, look on the internet. The international site is baha'i.org. You'll find information about the faith, and there's also links to the Baha'i communities in several dozen countries around the world. Or, in the U.S., go to Baha'i.us. Remember that Baha'i is B-A-H-A-I. In Florida, our website is Emerald Coast Baha'is, that's with an S at the end, .org. EmeraldCoastBaha'is.org. Our phone numbers to talk to a human, call 1-800-22-UNITE, or in Florida, call 850-543-2129. To leave us a voicemail, toll-free, call 866-590-4545. And please let us know if we can use your message on the air in one of our podcasts. You can also email us at panhandlebaha'is@aol.com. Thanks for listening.